Act 2, Scene 1.
I tell you what, I've about had it with this stiff neck. I sure hope Sugar Lee's in a better mood today. I don't want her riled up before she gives me that massage. She tends to get a little free with her elbows.
Don't count on it. She's been tense the entire month trying to save this place. And having to kiss up to Bobby Duane all these weeks hasn't helped her attitude one bit.
I know it like to have killed her having to beg him to stay and make the repairs. But she's been so tough on him. Now, he's really making her run and fetch. Between you and me, it's been kind of fun watching him enjoy himself so much.
Bobby Duane and Sugar Lee enter upstage right.
Then I'll make a cradle for the foundation in the back corner, chip out the rotted plaster, and reinforce the area with cement.
Right.
Hey, ladies, looking pretty.
You too.
I won't need you until you're done with your next appointment, so just get me some fresh coffee for now.
Coming right up.
Sugar Lee exits, upstage left.
And try to make it hot this time. Can't have her slacking off, can we?
There's still a lot to do down in the cellar.
Yeah, it's a mess. I don't see how I can get everything patched up before Bunny gets the enforcement order served. But I'm trying.
So are we. We never could have lasted this long if Nita hadn't pulled her disappearing act over at the city clerk's office.
Now, I don't have the slightest idea how I misplaced Truett Norman's hateful old inspection report so many times, but I'm so sorry Bunny's going crazy waiting for me to file it so she can get her hands on this property.
Sugar Lee enters upstage left.
Here you go, Bobby Duane. 7 ounces of hot coffee, half cap, half decaf, half tablespoon of sugar, just the way you like it.
Thanks. Guess I wasn't as thirsty as I thought.
Bobby Duane exits, upstage right.
That man is infuriating. I'd strangle him with my bare hands if I didn't need him to love me so much.
Excuse me?
If you don't need him to what?
I said I'd strangle him with my bare hands if I didn't need him to help me so much.
Not what we heard.
Well, it's what I said. And the way he's acting makes me wonder if he's up to something. I haven't trusted that man since I found him in Madeline's bed. And I swear it's that very trust issue with men that messed up my head and doomed my marriage to Tucker Riley.
You mean besides Tucker's tendency to chase anything in his skirt, culottes, spandex, or shoes?
Well, there was that. I tell you what. There was nothing good that came out of that marriage.
I beg to differ. I distinctly remember giving you a brand new Fry Daddy for a wedding gift.
And I'm here to tell you, that thing got turned on a whole lot more than I ever did in that marriage.
This takes me back to a really good one I read, Love's Labored Lust. The star-crossed lovers met one last time to say goodbye before Sir Carleton was to sail across the Sea of Ebrides to marry the evil Countess Berwick, who he shouldn't have trusted in the first place. Then he and Lady Catherine both died when the Blarney Stone shifted under their weight and they slid right off. Course, if they hadn't been butt naked, they might have gotten some traction and pulled themselves up over that slimy rock. But it was never meant to be. So beautiful!
Girl, we have got to get you weaned off that stuff. And if it means teaching yourself how to macrame or dehydrate your own vegetables, by God, I say do it.
Spotty-da. Hey, Porter, are you all right? Yeah, we're here. Okay, come on. Porter sounded weird. Said he needed to talk to me about something. I knew it. I should have seen it coming.
Should have seen what coming?
He's finally come to his senses. It's 2 weeks till Valentine's. What better time to break up with the Black Widow of Eden Falls?
Oh, you don't know that. You're jumping to conclusions. But if things do go south, we'll go to my house, because I've got a box of wine with your name on it. Unless, of course, my roommate got to it first.
Mavis is still at your place?
Oh, it serves me right encouraging her to take a vacation for marriage. She's taken a vacation, all right, for an entire month. So I had a little chat with Miller this morning and gave him an idea how to get her back. And I told him he'd better get cracking because the woman is out of control. She's out every night and has turned into a regular party animal.
Mavis enters, downstage left.
Keep your voices down and there won't be any trouble.
I'll be in the sauna.
Mavis exits, upstage right.
What happened to our Mavis? That woman is completely foreign to me.
Crystal enters, upstage left.
Hi, y'all!
Maybe it's something in the water.
You know, I haven't been keeping up. What holiday are we celebrating this time?
Silly, it's Chinese New Year.
Uh-huh, and I bet there's a song to go along with it.
Not yet, but there will be. Just as soon as I can find a word that rhymes with Beijing.
Well, good luck with that. All right, Nita, let me work on that neck.
It's pretty stiff. Ever since Ronnie moved his girlfriend into the house, I've been sleeping on the pullout couch with the dog.
I'm fairly confident I'll regret asking this, but why aren't you sleeping in your own bed?
Well, Ronnie's girlfriend, Lester, that's her name for some reason or another, took over my room. She says it would bother her to sleep with Ronnie, since they're not married and all.
And yet it doesn't bother Lester that you're on the couch sleeping with the dog?
Yeah, I think she's found peace with it.
That does it, Nita. You're getting the works.
No, it's my neck that's killing me. I don't need a full body massage.
This is different. We're going to give you an ego massage. Close your eyes and relax. Nita, you are a beautiful woman. The good inside you shines out through your gentle ways and kindness to others.
Nita, you're loved and respected, and you're strong.
You've got friends who will do anything in the world for you. We're here for you, and we believe in you.
Yes! And you always wear deodorant, and your breath never offends.
You are a heroine in the story of your life. Remember, it's never too late to become the person you were meant to be. You can stand up for yourself and live your dreams. You have the strength, the beauty, the courage to change your life and claim your joy.
Oh, my gosh, I feel great. I can do anything. Yes, I can do this. Ronnie, this is your mother. I'm fed up with this nonsense, and I'm not taking it anymore. First you get Lester out of my house, then hoist your lazy behind off that couch and find you a job. And I don't want any lip. This is the way it's gonna be, so get used to it.
Wow, Nita, you are on fire, girl.
What did Ronnie say?
Nothing. I left a message. But if he bothers to listen to it, he'll know I mean business. What on earth was that?
You think Mavis just belched and blew up the sauna?
Bobby Dwayne enters, upstage right.
Bobby Dwayne, what have you done to my building?
No, really, I'm fine. No broken bones, no head wounds. Thanks for asking.
What just happened down there?
I was trying to brace a beam to give it some extra support when part of the old cellar wall just collapsed. I'm afraid to do anything else. What you need is a structural engineer, and that's not me.
Oh, things are just going from bad to worse.
Bunny enters, downstage left.
Hey, girlfriends! Bobby Dwayne? No let up in sight.
Bunny, I don't have time to do your talons right now, so what do you want?
I have important news. Since Nita hasn't been able to keep track of the inspection report for this building, I took it upon myself, strictly as my civic duty, to step in, get it reissued, and filed. And I've just come from Judge Pike's office, where he was kind enough to personally walk it through the entire process.
Uh-oh.
You can say that again. So, Sugar Lee, here's that enforcement order I promised you. It lists all the repairs you have to have finished in 30 days. But because the order was lost about 30 days ago, I got Judge Pike to make this retroactive. I'd say you've got about 15 minutes to verify all the repairs have been completed.
You can't circumvent the system like that.
If you know the right people, you can. In fact, I've already written a check to purchase this property the second it's condemned. You're out of here, Toots.
So that's it. Okay, Bunny. You win.
Yes. I do, don't I? I'll give you till Valentine's Day to get out. And as long as I'm here, I think I'll run on back and have a quick complimentary sauna.
Bunny, I wouldn't go in there.
Go right on back. There's not a better time for you to get into that song.
Why, thank you. It'll make the perfect ending to the perfect day.
Bunny exits, upstage right.
I'm sorry, Sugar Lee. I wish I could have come through for you.
Well, you did. You never stopped trying. We really appreciate it, Bobby Dwayne.
Did she just say something nice to me?
Sure sounded like it.
And we're all as surprised as you are.
And then I won't press my luck. I'll get my things out of the cellar.
Bobby Dwayne exits, upstage right.
It's not right. This place was just starting to take off, and now 2 more weeks and it's over?
I can't imagine us not getting to be here together every Friday.
This would have to happen on a big holiday. It's my worst Chinese New Year ever.
Porter enters, downstage left.
Here you are, Pumpkin. I just had to get over here as fast as I could.
Yeah, probably better that way. This day's going down the tubes anyhow, so just spit it out.
Okay, see, I was at the post office, sorting the priority packages, and our song came on the radio. Now, I've heard Johnny Cash sing it 1,000 times. When I heard it today, I felt that ring of fire right here.
Could be gas. Same thing happens to me every time I eat collards.
And by the time old Johnny got to the chorus, I felt a flush coming over me. And I realized then and there that I need you by my side forever. I guess what I'm trying to say is, Carlene, I want you to be my June Carter.
Could you run that by me again? I kind of got lost back at the collards.
You hung in a lot longer than I did. I'm still trying to deal with the fact that your song is Ring of Fire.
Carlene, Hart, Waldrop, Mutewater, Travis, will you marry me?
Bunny and Mavis enter, upstage right.
When I say get out, I mean get out, you pretentious, self-centered hag.
You'll be sorry for this tomorrow.
Bunny exits, upstage left.
Yeah, but I'm happy about it today.
Mavis exits, upstage left.
I wish I had the guts to do that to Bunny.
Mavis Flowers is one remarkable woman.
Let's give the girl a medal.
I have one on my Armistice Day outfit. Want me to go get it?
Hey! I believe we got some unfinished business here.
I know. It'll be tough telling him. But it will only be hard if you put it off.
You're right. Porter? You got yourself a deal, mister.
What?
I can't believe my good luck. Guess I'll finally see if Mama's right. She always said marriage is a 3-ring circus. Engagement ring, wedding ring, suffering. Listen, I say the sooner we get married, the better. How about Valentine's Day?
Why not?
Outstanding!
This is so sweet. I just love happy endings.
I get to be a sister-in-law again.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to run, go make sure it's okay with Mama. Bye, y'all.
Porter exits, downstage left. Mavis enters, upstage left.
Bad news is, Bunny's locked herself in the laundry room and I can't get to her. The good news is, I think I just discovered the cure for a hangover.
Bobby Dwayne enters, upstage right.
You know that piece of wall that just collapsed down there? Well, I've found something y'all need to take a look at. Now!
Okay.
Bobby Dwayne exits, upstage right.
Nita, would you and Mavis go see what he's found? I want to talk to Carlene.
Nita and Mavis exit, upstage right.
I'm going too. Maybe he's found puppies!
Crystal exits, upstage right.
Well, Carlene, I didn't expect you to say yes to Porter. Are you absolutely sure you want to be his June Carter?
Heck yeah, I married him. Considering my history, his days are probably numbered, so I better enjoy him while I can.
Okay, if this is what you want, I'm happy for you. But I'm warning you, you're about to be the lucky recipient of a vintage Fry Daddy.
Mavis and Nita enter, upstage right.
Y'all get down here right now. Bobby Dwayne's just found something that could change everything.
Don't give up hope yet, Sugar Lady.
Wait, where are you two going dressed like that?
To my house. We got luck to stop mopping Vonda Joyce's papers, and we've got to do it fast.
Carlene and Sugar Lee exit upstage right.
But what if my robe flies up and people see my naked butt?
It'll serve them right for looking. Come on.
Mavis and Nita exit downstage left.